The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick's Allen's. You're big time and partner there. Richard Reese didn't even say you were with him tonight.
But you are.
At Duffy's in Lincoln, right?
There, yes.
Duffy's in Lincoln. If you're in the Lincoln area, head listen to us on the Blaze. Head down and see our buddies Nick Allen and Richard Reese. He's off cruise shipping you. He's cruise shipping you now. And they're at the Funny Bone this weekend. Just Thursday and Sunday?
Yeah, I'm hosting the Clash of the Comics on Thursday, and then I'm hosting when Richard is featuring and Craig Peters is headlining on Sunday.
Craig Peters will be here later this week, too. And your headliner is on Friday and Saturday is
Ryan Hamilton.
Ryan Hamilton. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see those tickets.
So he's just a Friday, Saturday guy.
And speaking of comedians, Cat Williams must talk long, right?
Yeah, they're working on him, but we should be here having him any minute.
A new special on Netflix, and you watched the special, right, Nick?
Yeah, all right. It was great.
He's a funny dude, and different dude, too, man. And he goes off. So we'll talk to Cat in a little bit.
Yeah, so many good jokes in there. Right. Yeah, so Craig Peters, he headlines sporadically. One of my favorite stories about Peters is there was a night he was headlining. He walks into the green room and he's wearing these shiny khaki pants. Yeah. And I'd never seen pants like that. So I was like, hey, man, I'm like, what kind of pants are those? Mm-hmm. And he just goes, these are headliner pants.
Looking forward to seeing Craig. Is he here Thursday with us?
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, tomorrow's Thursday.
So we can't wear those pants. Because he's not headlining.
He might bust them out
Sunday. He'll bust them out Sunday.
I still don't know what kind of pants they were.
I'll have to check them out.
Was that during the days when he had when he was missing a tooth? So he had his headlining pants on with his missing tooth.
That tooth still might not be there.
No, I think he got it fixed.
Did he fix it?
I think Colleen shamed him into getting it fixed.
I think you wore it with pride.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he had it fixed last time.
Did he?
Yeah,
because it stands out when you're missing a tooth.
Yeah,
you can actually see that on people.
Especially when your job is getting up in front of people. That takes some balls.
It's a brand name.
Yeah,
headlining pants.
Headlining pants. I got it.
I haven't been invited to that store yet.
No, me neither. You've headlined.
I don't think.
Oh, you headlined last Sunday, didn't you? Well, your dad stayed in town.
I featured.
Oh, you featured last Sunday. Okay.
Well, it counts when you headline the Elks Club.
Yeah. You headlined a Funny Bone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how many notches you have to have on that belt before you can buy those pants.
Well, they're not going to, check on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It gets around.
Yeah, I think
you're wearing headlining pants. You're not headlining. I'm sure it gets around.
You got to have some sort of validation.
There's a comics code. You know who these guys are. They're cutthroat. They tell on each other.
They'll get pulled into the alley. There'll be a bunch of headliners out there. Yeah. What's with those pants,
beating
boy?
You up.
So they're not necessarily, the club isn't necessarily vetting you, but the rest of the comedy world is.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And it gets around that Nick Allen is wearing headlining pants when he was just featuring.
Colleen.
That catches up with you.
Right.
Yeah. Your peers look down on you for that.
Yeah. No reason to make anything harder on yourself.
No,
where are your headlining pants?
What are you shaking your head for, Craig? Only
I'm not going to read the article, 24 Reasons You Should Smoke More Weed.
Okay, read it over this.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, we are. Of course we're going to do that.
You can share that with that Cat. He'll be on in just a minute here.
Yeah. Can ask him that question.
See, a great joke.
It's Andy Kaufman. Born on this date, however dead now, is Andy Kaufman.
Lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. Doesn't that suck?
He smoked his Clifton.
Oh, he did.
But not enough to
Not enough, yeah, you're right. Right.
They said that he would never eat meat either. When he was Clifton, he would just eat bloody steaks.
You start getting older, you got to change. I used to be able to watch TV all night long. Not no more. Now I got to take my stupid ass to sleep. These motherfucking commercials is too scary and too not specific. You scared and don't even know what the f*** you scared of. I know I'm not the only person in here who think he might, maybe, could possibly have mesothelioma. Though none of us know what the f*** it is. They just keep scaring us with it. You might have it. You might have it. It's worth some money.
I have that.
Good point.
No,
there is all kinds of class action lawsuit commercials late night. And Cat Williams joining us now. Cat Williams' Great America is on Netflix as we speak.
It's a great bit, Cat. Congratulations on the special. Right. So, do you think you?
Thank you so much.
Do you think you have mesothelioma, whatever it is?
I know for a fact that if I ask you, do you have mesothelioma, you can't prove you don't have it.
You're right.
Isn't that
right?
Go ahead.
With anything else, we know what the symptoms are. Mesothelioma, they say, if you want to know the symptoms, order this book.
That's right.
That's true.
They do.
That's in real life.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned...
It's the only thing we've ever heard of where we don't know exactly what... If we see this, that means you got it. Like, we have no idea. Right. Nobody's got the book.
And if you watch any amount of TV, you are barraged with that word. Everybody knows that word, but they don't know what it stands for.
No.
Yeah. What it's about.
No, that's a great... That's a great...
And if you or anybody that you know has it, it's worth money.
Apparently.
Oh,
that's the part.
Yeah,
if we get the flu, nobody gets money. But if you know somebody with mesothelioma, they got billions of dollars set aside for us.
Yeah, but that's a friends thing, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, I never thought about it. You do watch a lot of TV. We all watch a lot of TV, so that's probably the reason we feel that way before we got to get our ass to bed. Cat Williams with us, yeah.
But he's on Netflix, so we'll not be interrupted by any mesothelioma
commercials. No. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Now, when you do a Netflix special...
Wonderful.
Like that. Now, how long is this?
Yeah.
Hour and something? Hour and a half?
Yeah.
Did you have to throw all those jokes out and then come up with a whole new act? Or do you save some of it?
I'm already on to the whole new act, sir. Just got finished unveiling that whole new act last night in Vegas.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we're on to the next.
I was going
to
say, because when people do these specials, you know, Cat Williams with us, you work on that act for some period of time. Then you do, and Netflix hires you, or HBO, or every other special you've ever had. And you do those, and you got to get rid of those, or you're telling the same jokes to the same people, and they don't want to hear that crap, right?
Well, that's, 46% of comedians, that's what they do, is they keep using those jokes no matter what.
They do.
And so the way that I was able to leapfrog them was to make sure if I sell you a project and you see these jokes, you will not be seeing these jokes when you come to pay for me. So
that's been the
thing that we kept up, and it's given us the ability to keep the audience engaged and to get them to the sizes that they are.
That is the Cat Williams keep it fresh promise.
Cat Williams, I want to ask you this. I don't want to stereotype, but what criminal were you on NYPD Blue?
An innocent one.
Oh, you were?
Oh, whoa,
you were. You were an innocent one. Okay. Because we all watched NYPD Blue. Were you being interrogated?
I was the guy who got shot in the hand and got his finger shut off, and I had concocted this story about how I got it caught in a sink thing. What's that called? The garbage disposal.
I got it.
I had an accident that way when really I got my finger shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Pivotal character. It's what really put the show on that it's been on.
a pivotal character. And you're also in that new
movie. It was my nameless character that really set it off.
Well, now I'm going to... I watch a lot of NYPD Blues. They show a lot of them on the Audience Network now from back in the day. And I'll watch those. I'll remember that. All right. Father Figures is out now, too. Who are you in Father Figures? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, if you haven't seen it. Well, I'm playing a young doctor who just gets into the business as a heart surgeon from the streets of Compton and starts...
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to see it. Sounds great.
No, I'm going to see that. Oh, so that's a good...
Ed Helms.
I'm looking forward to that character. I know what the movie's about. Do you play one of the guys... No, you're not old enough to be one of the dads on that one,
no.
So who are you?
No, I'm... I'm a hitchhiker that mysteriously comes into the guy's life in their quest to find their father. That's my character.
Oh, so
hitchhiker.
You get your share. Share of screen time then.
Yeah. I get my share. It's good to be part of an all-star cast, no matter what the situation is. Anytime anybody calls you and says, "Hey, we got Ed Helms and Owen Wilson and Glenn Close and Terry Bradshaw and Ving Rhames, and we're wondering, would you like to do something?" The answer is yeah.
You make time for it, exactly.
You forgot J.K. Simmons. I like that guy.
Oh, he's great, yeah. Cat Williams with us.
But remember, I also forgot Christopher Walken. I'm saying the list is impeccable.
That's right. Walken's in that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Is Walken as weird in person as we would think he is?
He's not going to be more surprising to you than Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw is the funniest black white comedian in America.
Oh, okay. Yeah. First of all, you're a Bengals fan. I guess you're a Bengals fan, though, aren't you?
I'm not a Bengals fan. I'm a Bengal. I'm from Cincinnati.
I know you're. I know you're from Cincinnati.
So I
know.
I don't have an option.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't have an option.
But you probably didn't like Terry too much. I'm a Steeler fan, and Terry beat the Bengals a lot back.
But you're a Netflix special.
I did. That's the thing about. Remember, we're from Ohio, so we're allowed to like things. Okay. Look, people from Ohio, we have other teams and all of that. Yeah, we have an Ohio team and the rest of the league.
Exactly. Yes, you have several big cities. But you taped your.
Can't wait on Cleveland all your life.
Taped your Netflix special in Jacksonville. Is there a special spot in your heart for Jacksonville? Do they love you there? I mean, they love you everywhere, but they especially love you there.
Well, I have 8-9 specials, so I picked the 8-9 special places that were special to me, and I try to line up what's going on with what's going on there. And so it was great that it was Jacksonville because they're under the radar. People don't understand what a great place they have, what type of people they have, and we wanted to showcase that. We stood in front of the crowd where their Jacksonville Jaguars were 2-16 and convinced them that the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to be great and that it was going to happen and everybody was going to be shocked. And we laughed about it, and by the time the special came out, they were already on their way to the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
I
these
know.
Things are real.
Yeah, they are.
These places for a reason. It's true. So, yeah.
Well, maybe Cincinnati wants you to come back and do one there then. Yeah. Cat Williams.
Right, exactly.
Great America on Netflix now. Thank you, Cat. Love your work. Appreciate you calling, man. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
What comedian? We keep thinking it was
funny.
We think it was Faison Love.
I think it was Faison
Love. Faison Love on the air with us said that Cat Williams owed him money and he's still pissed at him.
Yeah.
You know how comedians sometimes, especially...
You can Google that.
Yes.
Faison Love. Bitching about Cat Williams owing him money.
TMZ and stuff. Yeah. It made
headlines. And Faison did it on our show, and he was really ripping him. And Cat comes off, I've heard stories of him being kind of crazy. It's the first time I ever talked to him. He seemed really down to earth and cool and funny. Mm-hmm. That's a funny bit.
He's incredibly funny.
I need to get my ass to sleep.
My stupid ass
to sleep.
Well, he's a guy
too. Before.
You saw the whole Netflix
with everything he's been through. It's just good to see him doing well. And he's the special. I was kind of worried. The special, he does a lot of material about Jacksonville right up front, and it's almost like he pauses a second before going into the jokes. I'm like, oh, maybe he's lost a step or whatever. But I think it was just that Jacksonville material. Once he gets into the rest of it is just nonstop.
It's great. Bang. All right.
Is Father Figure still out there? Is that worth seeing? Is it in the theaters?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to the theater to see hardly anything. That's even our show. When you say it to us, it's like stupid. It's not worth seeing in a theater. Well, I haven't been to theater in so long.
And Terry Bradshaw plays Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah, he banged the mom back in the day.
And
so did Vic Rhames, for that matter. Yeah.
Just lost his... ex-wife yesterday, JoJo White. Terry Bradshaw used to be married to JoJo White.
Of the Celtics, right? Yeah.
Funnier the second time.
The hell was her last name?
That was 3 hours ago.
JoJo Star? JoJo Starbuck? What was her name?
Yeah, Starbuck.
Starbuck, yeah. Yeah, JoJo Starbuck, yeah.
A figure skater, I believe.
Yeah, she was. Famous, too.
I watched the other TV show that Terry Bradshaw is on a couple nights ago.
Oh, the one with
most of it.
One
Better Late Than Never. Yes.
I still can't bring myself
that's
to watch.
That's not horrible.
I've heard it's not. And I
no,
love,
give it a shot. It's not horrible.
I love that that's the way you described it, because even though Jeff Dye's been on the show with us, and we love Jeff, and we love all four of those guys, it seems so, so contrived. I'm thinking this has got to be horrible.
It's not as horrible as you fear.
Well, that's what I mean. Not horrible is actually, in our when it comes to this show, is a good thing.
Yeah.
If we say something on network TV is not horrible, that means it's watchable.
I found it watchable.
That's our definition. And I've heard, besides you, saying the show is not horrible. not Die. He likes the show.
But, right. Yeah, and sure, you see him the least, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's just the host, right? Okay.
Hardly that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I flipped over to... So the Steelers-Jags game got over, and I flipped over to Fox to catch the beginning, and it was just the very end of the pregame where they're getting ready to pick the game.
Yeah.
And they get around to Terry, and I swore he was drunk. Because he,
really?
He comes in, they're going to be partying in New Orleans tonight if they win. And they're going to be partying in New Orleans tonight if they lose.
Okay.
I'm picking the Saints. Okay. And he just had this look on his face like he was blitzed.
He's just goofy at this point.
We mentioned that today is the anniversary of the birth of Andy Kaufman.
Yes, we did.
Earlier we mentioned...
Great documentary starring Jim Carrey on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
It's Andy and Me. It talks about what he had to go through when he was Andy Kaufman in the movie.
Yeah.
And he stayed in character the whole time.
People were pissed.
He stays at the Andy Kaufman character the whole time. And it was Clifton he stayed that way, too.
Just last night, I was watching the...
Oh, that had to be annoying to those around him.
It was.
Oh, yeah. There was tension.
Right.
I was watching the episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Seinfeld with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And he tells a story on there about when he was making that movie, he said he went out to dinner one night with Nick Cage, of all people.
Well, they're buddies. They've been buddies. They were in. Remember their movie, Peggy Sue Got Married?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, they're in the band together.
So,
right?
Yeah. But he said they were out at dinner that night, and Nick Cage was so weirded out that he had to leave.
Because he went as Andy Kaufman.
He said, your eyes are different. I can't handle this.
If you're weirding out Nick Cage.
And that's what Seinfeld said. How hard is it to weird out Nick Cage?
Oh, man.
But he said Nick had to just get up and leave. He's like, I can't deal with
you
right now.
He stayed in character as Andy Kaufman. That's what that documentary's about. Are you just back to who's taller?
Well, today is Jim Carrey's birthday.
I know, and he's 56. You mentioned it earlier.
Yes, we did.
Right.
Who's taller?
Birthday?
Jim Carrey or Andy Kaufman?
Or Andy Kaufman.
Ooh. Jim Carrey.
I'm saying Kaufman.
I'm going to go Jim Carrey.
I'll just state Jim Carrey. They're always, it's always, with Craig, it's always about an inch. That's what he gives you.
Yeah. Well, it's all I can give you.
And like Nick said famously on this game, which laid out there for weeks, but the comedy genius that Nick Allen is said it's a game of inches. And not one of us idiots thought of that for a year. I blame Nick Allen.
Right,
for that.
And we should keep repeating that, but we don't.
What?
It's a game of inches.
Right. Game of
that
inches.
Should be a catchphrase.
But Craig will only give you about an inch.
Yeah.
Petey gives you
and
seven or eight sometimes.
Right?
And I'm grateful.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right? Because it's better than nothing.
Thank you.
I'd like 4 or 5.
Andy Kaufman was 6'1". Jim Carrey is 6'2".
Yeah!
In your face, Nick.
I'm betting 1,000 today.
Good for you.
An inch again.
Write that down.
Yeah, if anybody's keeping track.
Nobody is anymore.
I didn't realize it was that.
Nobody is anymore. Nobody cares.
I don't know.
We had Cat Williams on, in case you missed that. Check out his special.
I'm having a good run.
Great America. It's on Netflix. Check out the podcast. We just talked to him. Stitcher, iTunes, that stuff. Nick Allen with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.